Matt Friendaway is the communications director for the Michigan Republican Party. I guess it's easy to come on when you win, right, Matt?
I told you I'd be on no matter what.
Well, what's the party's take on what happened in Wisconsin with Governor Walker?
Well, first off, good morning, and thanks for having me on. But you know, last night was a huge victory for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. Governor Walker was very clear when he ran in 2010 and was elected. He said he's going to make the tough decisions to tackle their $3.6 billion deficit, and he did just that. And you know, he had to upset the status quo. He had to take on, you know, the special interest that exist in a lot of state governments throughout the states. And he said that he was going to take them on. He did. He eliminated their deficit, and they got upset. You know, and you had you know, national union bosses heading into Wisconsin to try and change the policy that the citizens of Wisconsin elected. You know, they elected Governor Walker to do his job. They weren't a lot of liberal special interests weren't happy with it. So what they do, they thought they could recall, and they failed. You know, funny thing is, they tried that here against Governor Snyder last time, about a year ago, as soon as he was in office. They failed. They're trying again right now, and they'll fail again. And it's because taxpayers are sick and tired of getting steamrolled by big union bosses who want to put their policies ahead of taxpayers. And they're ready for real reforms or real changes that are necessary to keep government solvent.
What does Governor Walker's victory mean for Michigan?
Yeah, you know, I think it really just demonstrates that the folks who aren't willing to come to the table and discuss solutions for Michigan, the folks who want to just say no to everything, the folks who want to turn back the clock to the years of Governor Granholm where we had 14% unemployment, I think it's a message to them that, look, times have changed. Taxpayers, middle-class, hardworking men and women are sick and tired of the status quo. They want change. They want to make the decisions that have to be made to turn our states around. We can't continue to kick the can down the road and hope the next generation fixes this generation's problems. And that's what the message was. It said, let's fix our problems now. Let's be grown-ups. Let's do it. And that's what we're doing here in Michigan. Governor Snyder and the Republican-led legislature took out a $1.5 billion deficit, balanced the budget months ahead of time in June. They've done it again in June. And it's about priorities. It's about making the tough decisions and not kicking them down the road. As we've seen in previous administrations where literally they waited to the last hour to try and negotiate a budget, resulting in government shutdowns. Taxpayers are tired of those days.
In a recent poll, many believe that Mitt Romney's not even a Michiganian anymore. Do you think he can win Michigan in the fall election?
I think it's going to be a competitive race. It's going to make no mistake. Anyone who says it's going to be easy is fooling themselves. It'll be a competitive race, but that's important. I mean, we want to make sure that Governor Romney has a chance. We'll do that here. You know, he doesn't live here. He hasn't lived here for a while, but he's from here. He was born here. He knows the state. He can come here and talk about the state genuinely. And voters recognize that, and they appreciate that. But he doesn't make any mistake that he lived in Boston for the majority of his adult life. But nevertheless, I mean, when every time you see a poll come out, you know, President Obama might be up, but if you look at his job approval ratings in Michigan, they're always in the sub to low 40s. That's not good. That means that people might... you know, they give him better name ID, but when they ask how is he doing, you know, how is he doing on the job, the majority of people say they're not happy with it. And that means that when you make the case for his reelection, you can easily say, if you're not happy with him, time goes for a new candidate.
All right, we've got a Republican governor. We've got a House and Senate dominated by the Republicans, yet we have two Democratic United States senators, and Mitt Romney faces an uphill battle in his quest to be president in winning Michigan. Why is that, and what can you do to turn the tide there?
Well, that's a great question, and part of that is, I mean, we have two Democratic senators who served for a long time, and they're elected in in years that may have favored Democrats here in Michigan, but the tides turned in Michigan. People watched as Governor Granholm ran the state into the ground. Then they watched as President Barack Obama, really couldn't get a grip of how to manage our national economy first. And then they saw what happened when we had a Republican legislature. They made tough decisions. They stopped kicking the can down the road. They demonstrated leadership, and voters recognize that, and they reward that. And that's the same type of message that we'll bring to voters this fall. It's about defending Michigan's comeback. We're making great headway here, and we're going to make the case that if you want to keep continuing down the road of progress, and if you want to defend Michigan's comeback, you got to continue to keep Republican legislators in office, and that includes defeating Senator Debbie Stabenow. She's on the budget committee in the U.S. Senate. She's one of the highest-ranking U.S. senators, and yet she fails to support the passage of a budget. And I mean, everyone who's listening to this, their household probably has a budget. The U.S. House has passed a budget. President Barack Obama submitted a budget, but the U.S. Senate refuses to even put up a vote for a budget. They won't even put up a vote for a party-line budget. Put up the president's budget and just, use their majority to vote it in. And that just demonstrates how out of touch they are with America. I mean, no business in America could operate without a budget. You couldn't walk into the bank and ask for a loan.
All right, we've been talking with Matt Friendaway, who's the communications director for the Michigan Republican Party. Matt, thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Tony. Thank you for having me on.